Welcome to Top Talent. This is my podcast. Actually, this is part two of a two-part series of a fascinating podcast that went on for 2.5 hours, but I ended up chopping it up into two segments. This was my interview with my former partner from when I did radio here in Albany, New York. The show was called The Sean and Richie Show. My partner's name was Sean McMaster. You can refer to part one if you want a little background on the show. The show ran for almost 17 years. The idea here, very briefly, was to have him on my podcast. And since he was the host and I was the co-host, I thought I would flip it around. I would become the host, being the host of the show here on my podcast. I would interview him, but then be interrupted constantly by former members of the show because we had like an ensemble cast. So that was part one. You heard some of the people there. There are others. And this is part two, continuing along that line. I will be breaking in to give you a little intro of who these people are because I don't even intro them when I'm doing the interview because my brain was elsewhere. So I will be doing that. Without further ado, here is part two on Top Talent. Have you been surprised so far?
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
I was going to say, I have to thank Andrea because she really has been behind the scenes with this, helping me out. Is she there?
She is in the house.
She's in the house.
I could call her, but yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I just wanted to know.
You know, but it's funny because he brought it up and you brought it up with Bethany. You know, in the very beginning, a lot of people don't know. We had a really hard time because, again, I was doing things completely different than what you were used to.
Oh, exactly.
And I still remember one of my favorite memories was when we went down to Morning Show Boot Camp, which is basically a convention of morning shows around the country. The first time we went down, right, we were there for about a day or so. And we were walking out of one of the meetings, and you looked at me and you go, oh, my God, you do know what you're doing.
Yes. I do remember that, yes.
You were like, they all are saying, yeah, okay, I get it now. And I was like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That was amazing.
And then you kind of trusted me more. Because my whole purpose was never to, with anybody I work with, my purpose, and I don't think you really understood it at first, was not to make you worse, but to make you better.
Yep.
And sometimes you got to make people uncomfortable before they can, you know, grow and be better. And I wanted, you know, you always say, hey, you know, I'm the parody guy or I'm the keyboard guy. I'm like, no, Richie, you have an amazing personality and that needed to be shown more. And that's what I was trying to get out. I didn't want you to be some dumb sidekick that just plays parody. That's, you know what I mean? You were and are so much more than that. So that was my purpose, was to get that brought out.
I realize that. And the hard part for me, though, always was to have an opinion, to have a strong opinion. Remember? Like we'd have these controversies.
Right.
And it's a problem. Maybe it's a positive or maybe it's a negative. But in a lot of cases, I always saw both sides of the issue. So it's like I couldn't really take a strong positive or a strong negative. And it was very frustrating.
Which makes you a really nice guy, but
wishy-washy.
It makes you a nice guy, but it's a horrible host.
That's right.
You're a really nice guy. You had to pick a side. You had to, you know, try to put yourself out there now and again. And that's why when I say, like, you grew to love it, and you are who you are. You've always been a performer, and I don't know that I'm a performer. I'm more of a, like we said, I'm a talker. But I can't wait to retire because, for me, it's just like, you know, trying to be the most popular person in high school every day. And like, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to now be on the fence with things and I want to not have opinions and I want to just, you know, be normal. You know, I kind of can't wait for that.
And I've always explained to people when they ask me, what's it like to do morning radio? And I always said, and tell me if I'm wrong, it's kind of like on Monday, you went to a party with four people, right? And you had a good time at the party, real good time. Tuesday, you got to go to the same party with the same four people, and you have really important people listening into the party to make sure that you're having a good time. And if you're not having a good time, they hear from you. And then you got to do it Wednesday, you got to do it Thursday, you got to do it Friday, you got to do it for, you know, 17 years. And by the way, you got to do it at 5:30 in the morning. That's the
right. I said that, but I say it's like hosting a party because you got to plan it. You got to set everything up. You got to be the entertainment. You got to do all of that.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, for all of these people. And then again, it's great that one time, but the party's over and you're like, I can't believe we pulled that off. I'm exhausted. And then it's like, oh, we have to do this again tomorrow.
That's right.
And every single day. And it gets to be tough. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're back in the fray of it again. Oh, here's another interruption. Let me just see who this is.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
Sean, do you recognize the voice?
No.
Speak a little more, mystery guest. Hello?
So, like, what do you want me to say?
Any hint, Sean? This is a voice from the past.
Is it Lisa?
Come on. Really?
It's Lisa.
What?
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he did say Lisa.
It's me.
How are you?
I just said, is it Lisa?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Where are you?
I haven't heard your voice in forever.
I know. What state are you in? I don't mean mental state.
All right, you guys, get it together. You're talking over each other.
I know. Let's go one at a time. Where are you calling from? I don't even know where you live.
I'm in Massachusetts, South Coast, outside of Boston.
Oh.
Hey, Lisa, did we just wake you up?
No. Why?
I'm just teasing. Hey, you got it. You know, it's funny. I haven't heard your voice in so long. You should be in radio. You got a good voice for radio.
I know. She's got a great voice. I even had a little intro for you. Listen up, Lisa. This is your claim to fame.
I am your trailer queen. Bad hygiene only sometimes claim.
Claim.
Trailer queen.
What a classic. That was a classic. Absolute classic.
You know, every time you play that, I need royalties.
When I think of her, that's what I always think of. So it's like weird to actually hear the real voice. And like, I thought she talked like this when you caught her on the phone.
Now, tell everybody, when did you start on our morning show and what year did you leave? Because 17 years for me is a blur.
I probably late 90s, maybe very early 2000.
So it's a blur for you, too, is what you're saying.
I know I left around 2007.
Wow. Okay. And you moved to Massachusetts, and now you're in the healthcare field? What do you exactly do?
Yes. Well, I work at a health center. I work in the office.
Wow.
And I've been doing that. I was doing that even when I started in radio. So I've kind of always done it.
What do you like better?
I like having a stable job, but I miss having a fun job.
Yeah. What you're doing now can't be fun. Are you, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Are you going to be recruited to?
Oh my God. This is
give vaccines.
This is horrible. This is like one of those, like cable news networks where they're get four people and everybody's.
It feels, I know. That's exactly.
There's like a little bit of a little satellite delay.
That's what it is. It's like a delay. I don't know. Exactly. And you're cutting in and out.
Yep.
No, but what do you actually do in the health center?
I work in the office. I work at a primary care office. We also have an urgent care, different specialties, but I work in the primary care office. I just had my vaccine last month, and I'm having the second one this week.
How did you feel after the first one? Because I'm going to get mine soon.
Fine.
Yeah?
Totally fine. It was a little sore, just like any other vaccine.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're in healthcare, so you get it first. Richie's 80, so he's next in line.
Oh. I signed up. The soonest I could get it was April the 6th. It's tough. Yeah, and then I called again. I went on another website, and it's going to be February the 4th, but I got to go to Utica, which isn't bad.
Oh, boy.
So
I sure miss people, I'll tell you that.
So when Sean, you, for a while, you guys did your show from the house. And you're not doing that anymore.
Yes, I'm not anymore from the house, which it was really weird. I didn't hate it. I loved the commute. That was amazing. but I don't think it's as good to do your job from, like, when you can do your job in your underwear, it's just mentally, you're not checking in enough. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I still go to the station now in my underwear, but gotten used to that.
And Lisa, Sean was recently on Facebook. Something happened with his car during that snowstorm. You were like stuck at the end of the street. What happened with that? You couldn't get to the show?
No, it's the first time in over 30 years I wasn't able to get to my show. And it was bizarre, but we had 3 feet of snow right at my house. Everybody else had like 2 feet, but my house, my neighborhood had 3 feet. And that's not too far from the truth. There was like a band around Clifton Park, and I think Niskayuna that got a whole bunch. So I got about, I don't know, 300 yards, and then I was stuck and couldn't move.
You don't miss that, Lisa, right? Getting up that early?
You know, ever since I worked in radio early morning, I have not been able to sleep late.
That's so interesting.
I still get up early. Not as early, but still early. No, like 6, though. If I can sleep till 7, that's a good day.
That's
yeah,
so
I'm kind of like that now on the weekends.
Yep. I've been out of it for 5 years, and I still feel I feel like a jolt in the morning. Like, I got to get up. I got to get up. I go, for what?
But do you still have the dreams that you oversleep?
I have dreams that the song runs out. Not anymore, but I always had that kind of a dream. The song ran out and didn't know what to do. And I was never even in control of it. Sean, you must have that dream, right?
No, I only had dreams about Lisa.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
All right, Lisa, what is the first thing you think about, the first memory or the best memory you have of doing radio with Sean and us or whatever?
So I worked at the sister station that moved into the same building you guys were in. And I remember the first day I had to go there, and I was doing the traffic for the morning show. And I was told that you guys were going to be on, and I was like, oh, country, blech. I get in the car and I start driving to the station. And the first thing, I turned on the station just to hear what you guys sounded like. And the first person I heard, of course, was Rick Robinson.
Yeah.
Doing the news. That was the first thing I heard. And I just could not wait to see what this guy looked like, because he sounded like a cartoon character.
He sounded like Ted Knight.
Yes, I was just going to say that, from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Yeah, he really was. He was a great addition to the show. Boy, oh boy.
Listen, Lisa's not 80 like, so she doesn't remember the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
But... yeah, that's true. For the uninitiated.
Hey, what, Lisa? Yeah. All right, Lisa, you get the traffic on now? Here we go.
He became a great character on the show. He was sorely missed.
As I sit here this morning for another day with our listeners, I'm reminded of the unseen, unknowing, and rather disturbing foul habit with one member of the morning team who still believes that it's okay to send out an SBD, or to be more politically correct, a silent but deadly flatulent. Just days ago, one of our more outspoken hosts looked surprised as the others became teary-eyed, gasping for breath. Yes, we always knew the guilty one. He stands there alone, silent. As the flatulent, he silenced. The flatulent he silently sent forward. And I, for one, would prefer that he would smoke again rather than blow out the other end.
We had to share a newsroom, which I didn't know either until I got there. And I walked in, and he said, oh, hello. So funny.
I can picture
like,
him.
No, he didn't get the memo.
He always had, he had like
200. I don't know what you're doing here, but I'll take the company.
He had like 250.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. That's exactly what it was like.
He had like 250 watches. I remember that. He came in with like a different watch every week. He gave me like 5. He was a character.
He was very excited to tell you about them too.
Yeah, remember? Got a new watch there, Richie. Well, Lisa, I hate to cut you off here, but, you know, I got a schedule. We're moving. We're shaking here. But thank you for stopping in. And we're really glad we caught up with you.
Of course.
Yeah, Lisa, I love you, and I love what you're doing, and thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah, seriously.
I love you guys, and I miss you, and I think about you all the time.
I know. I see all your Facebook posts.
The dreams.
Yeah. No, it's so good to catch up with you, really.
What did you say?
The dreams.
Please.
All right, Lisa.
I missed that.
Thank you, my dear.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 There she goes.
I know it's tough. I'm sorry to throw that at you when you hear a voice and you haven't heard her in 10 years.
Well, you know, that's why you intro them, Richie.
Well, I didn't want to. I wanted to do like mystery guests. Say something. Here's our next mystery guest. This is going semi-smoothly.
Going what?
I can't say it's going smoothly. It's going semi. This isn't what I had in mind. I wanted it to be more professional on my end, and I'm slopping it up, and I'm sorry. I really am.
Oh, no, it's fascinating. I'm having a good time.
I'm glad. Because I wanted to show you that I could sit in this chair and run everything, and I've actually shown you that I can't. So let's see here. Oh, another interruption. Damn. I can't believe it.
Hello? Hello? Like
anybody there?
Yeah, can you hear me? I want to reach through here and help you, Richie.
Well, no, I haven't.
I'll help you with the button.
There's somebody on the line. Who is it?
It's Jeff. How are you?
As
hey.
In LeVac?
What's up, buddy?
Yes.
Yes. How does Jeff you know? I know, right?
No, I knew it was you. I just wanted to, you know, have you introduce yourself. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. Take two. Hey, it's Jeff LeVac, everyone. There you go. Don't feel bad, Jeff, because when he called, or Bethany called him, he goes, it's Richie. Or no, he called her, and she goes, I know. I got caller ID, Richie.
Hey, listen, I'm not used to, like, the 21st century. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to the crank phones, the phones with the crank. So how
not like the old days when somebody would call on the phone, you wouldn't know who it was. You got all excited.
Right,
I'll get
company
it.
And whatnot.
So Jeff,
now it's like maybe they'll leave a message.
I don't even have my voicemail set up.
You don't have your voicemail set up?
No, I don't want people to talk to me. I can see they call. If I want to call them back, I'll call them back, and then I'm usually like, you know, there's a text you know you can use. We don't have to actually talk to each other.
So for folks listening,
perfect role for Sean. He doesn't have to interact at any level.
Right, right. Now, this being on my podcast and somebody from, you know, Yorba Linda can be listening to this, Jeff is on a sports station here, 104.5 The Team. It's ESPN Radio, and you're one of the survivors of radio. I really give you credit. He's a finalist.
First of all, Jeff is 104.5 The Team.
He really is.
He's not on the station. He is the station.
He is the team.
I'm gonna stop you guys right when I decide that that this flattery is too much for me. But I'm listening. Keep going.
I mean, he was always like, you know, obviously he wanted to do radio, you know, before he, you know, I guess the first time he met Richie was how old were you?
I was 20 when I met Richie at Grandma's Pies. I was at radio school, and he was doing the live broadcast. He let me do the weather because I wouldn't leave him alone.
I actually have in
and
my
now
notes.
You're 63, and you're still in radio.
I don't know if it's a good thing.
You should see my notes. It's Jeff LeVac, 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. I started him on his radio career. I have it as the second line.
Yes. Richie started me, and Sean wouldn't let me leave. I don't know which one of you I'm more angry with.
But I mean, it works out. No, it works out now that he's doing sports because, you know, Jeff loves sports.
Oh yeah,
and
he's great.
The only reason he wasn't doing it earlier is nobody thought he was qualified because he's a Raider fan. And they're like, well, he clearly don't know anything else about sports. So
says the Eagles fan who has 16 quarterbacks and none of them are any good. Well, come on.
But I want to tell you, Sean.
Touché.
Just how much, you know, the trust that people have in him when he's on the air, you know, to say. You know, to give stats or whatever, he's one of the more trusted names in radio. But not only that, my son trusts you so much that he ended up using your roofer because of a live read that you did. He just called. This is really true, right, Jeff? Didn't I text you?
Yeah. I listen. I don't endorse people I don't believe in. You know that. It's probably why I'm still poor.
Because he even said to me, he
also
goes,
why I'm still waiting for Jeff's endorsement.
I gave it to you. I just took it back.
No, because my son said, Jeff said he uses this roofer. He doesn't probably really use that, right? They don't really use, you know, these people that they say they use on radio. I said, no, he's got to say that legally. He uses them. So that was good. See?
Yeah.
See how important you are to the biz?
Fixing one roof at a time. That's going to be on my gravestone, I think.
So what would you say is the biggest thing you learned from Sean in radio? Because we all did.
I'm trying to get serious here. People.
I mean, the one thing was always, it was always a conversation. You know, don't let everything else bog you down. If you're able to have a compelling, you know, just conversation that other people are going to want to be a part of, it's good radio, and that's where you go. I plan to do this at this time and this at this time. No, do what makes the most sense, do what's the most fun, do what's the most engaging. And I've tried to live up to that on, you know, every day on my show.
Interesting.
Wow. could you teach me that now?
you've got to play songs. I don't have to play songs. I can have as many conversations as I want.
Yeah, but that's tough. It's really tough when you don't have the songs to lean on. You just have to, you know, actually be awake.
I think it's tough on both ends. Like, if you guys had to do what I'm doing, it would be a stretch. But now if I had to fit my thoughts into, you know, 3 minutes or less, or, you know, wrap it around, you know, whatever song is coming up next, I would lose my ever loving mind. So I think it's just whatever you're stretched out to do.
Hmm.
Yeah, he also got smart and did afternoon instead of morning, so he doesn't have to be worried about being awake.
I love mornings. You used to hate how much I loved mornings. I take mornings right now.
Yes, that's right.
I know. You would always come in like 5:30 in the morning. He's like, hey, good morning, guys. How are you? Hey.
He is the most awake person at 5:30.
And I'm like, Jeff, don't talk to me until 6 o'clock.
Yes, that's a real conversation that happened.
Yeah, but I can understand why you were awake. I mean, I remember you. You used to bring your child. You had to, like, bring your child to another house before you came to work every single morning in snowstorms and everything. You're the most devoted father I ever have known. No, really. All right, the second most. The second most.
I was waiting to go. After Sean.
After me.
It was, you know, it was a bit of a chore, but you get to chase your dream and your kid gets to live the best life she can live, and you make the sacrifices, and now she's 17 going on 18, and
wow,
barely wants to spend any time with me. So I'm glad I took up her time when I could, when she was little.
I remember telling you that. I remember saying, Jeff, you know, one day she's going to be like, go away, Dad. Ew.
And I remember almost
not every day now.
I remember almost stepping on her because she was asleep in my production room one morning. Remember?
Yeah. Want to go bowling like we used to do? Ew. No.
The only thing I have going for me that I never thought I would is, like, her boyfriend is a fan of mine. So she, no matter how annoying I become to her, like, when her boyfriend and her friends go, your dad's so cool, like, he knows this one and that one, it's like she has to go, like, all right, I guess he doesn't totally suck.
Go hang out with your dad.
Yeah, they want to hang out with me. She doesn't.
Now, that's the pandemic.
I do love that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sean.
Go ahead. I was just thinking about, you know, because you're going down memory lane here with everybody in the radio and stuff. And,
yeah.
We've gotten an opportunity to do amazing things because of what we do. We are severely underpaid and overworked, but we do occasionally get to go to, like, say, the CMAs or something. But Jeff got to go to the Super Bowl.
I was just going
to
say that.
And that whole, the whole pre-Super Bowl parties. And I mean, that had to be like, you have to be like 12 years old again when you walked in that room.
I was just going to say, yeah. And the pandemic affects everybody. But I can see in your particular line of work in sports, what did it do to you in the past year when, you know, a lot of these sports were completely closed down and everything? What did you do on the air? Tricks, card tricks.
Well, thank God I worked with you guys for so many years, because a lot of the afternoon shows stopped being about sports and it started being day-to-day life stuff. Like, if we could work a sports story, and we did, but from March until like July, August, there was absolutely nothing to talk about. So a lot of the shows probably sounded very similar to what the three of us plus, you know, Casey and whoever else was in the room did back in the day on GNA in the morning.
Which, by the way, can I mention, we were the show about nothing long before Seinfeld was.
I think so. And this is now the podcast about nothing, so I've learned from the best.
Am I Kramer? Does that make me Kramer?
No, I'm the nothing. Well, this is great, Jeff. It's so great, you know, reconnecting with you. I listen to you. My son is like an avid listener.
Listen, that means the world to me. You know, I love you guys. I love, you know, you guys taking time to help me go from this guy who was just pushing buttons on a CD player at night and everything to being part of a morning show and, you know, welcoming me in with open arms. And, you know, we joke, but Richie, if you don't take the time to put me on the air, do I keep chasing it? And Sean, if you're not nice enough in the times where I'm like, this isn't going to work for me, to take me out to lunch, take me out to dinner, sit me down and be like, don't quit, you got something. I'm not still living this dream. I'm not the guy who gets to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not the guy who, you know, whose kids' friends think he's cool. So it really kicked forward when I got to hang out with you guys every morning. So I'm grateful that we got to do this. And should the world ever keep open back up, I'd love if we could do this in person so we could really, really reminisce. Maybe with drinks and get everybody going really crazy.
I would love it. And
oh my
gosh,
wouldn't that be great?
I have the jingle ready for you.
It's Jeff Levesque with sports, beer, sandwiches, and other life essentials.
That was the kickoff for the sports right there. That was it. Yeah.
You could use this.
Remember
again.
People complained about the burp? Yeah. There was some lady who complained about the burp.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually pronounce your last name Levesque. I still hear that. I got to go in and change that.
I gave up on that years ago. I just, whatever you say, if it's close, I answer, Ricky.
You know I'm famous for making mistakes. Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
No, thank you. Thanks for letting me be part of it. I love you, Sean. Love you, Richie.
Love you,
and
too.
And again, drinks on Sean as soon as everything opens back up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said the same thing. Thank you, buddy.
And then maybe not. And maybe we won't do it during a playoff game.
I know, right? This is so Richie. I do a sports
I'm
talk
so
show
Richie.
And you can have me on.
It's so Richie. I'm like, Richie, you know there's a game on.
I want to see how.
I'm watching it on my phone while I talk to you guys.
I just want to see how
What's
loyal you are to me. That's all. It was just my test.
Still very little. 13-10 last time I looked over at the phone.
13-10, who's winning?
Saints are out.
Oh, okay.
Almost
half time. Saints.
All right, buddy.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
Love you, bro.
Thank you.
Love you, too.
Love you, guys.
He was always...
Wow. How many people you got up your sleeve there?
There's 17 left. No, there's a...
Okay.
All right, tell you. I got three left. Should we get right into it so you can get back to the game? All right. Now
No, I'm fine. I'm...
No, I can understand.
This has been interesting. I don't know who in the world would want to listen to this on your podcast.
Wow.
But for me, it's been fascinating.
I'm going to edit this down. Yeah. No, I don't even think I'm going to put it on my podcast, believe it or not. I think I'm just going to put it on Facebook because this is really a local schmokal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely fun, though.
I'm having a good time. I hope you are. Let's see who else here. Let's move along. You're going to like this one.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late, but hi, who is this?
I mean, I thought I was being stood up over here. I wasn't sure what to do.
Now, you know that voice, Sean.
Casey.
Gotta be Casey.
Casey.
How are you, Casey?
What's up, girl? Hello.
Hi.
How are the horses?
Yeah, how are the horses?
I mean, they're a little cold, but, you know, they're hanging in.
Yeah, beer for your horses?
What's that?
Never mind. Isn't this nice? You can talk to Sean again. When was the last time you actually talked to Sean?
I think I might have texted him over quarantine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we text from time to time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
He never texts me.
But I haven't got to hear. I haven't heard her voice in forever.
I know. I listen to you in the morning, so I hear your voice, but it's still not the same.
Oh. No, it isn't the same. But that's nice. Thank you for that.
So you're welcome.
Catch us up. What are you doing?
I know there's a lot of choices out there.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that?
I was just going to say.
I know what you're doing now.
Yeah, what are you doing now? Catch us up here.
She's going to take a job as a horse rider somewhere for like a couple grand a month.
Actually, I've been watching Yellowstone, and there was like a job posting in Montana, and I'm like, oh, dude, I totally want to do that. Have you guys watched that show?
I've heard I should watch it, but I have not watched it yet.
I have not either, no.
Oh, my God. It's like, and you guys know I'm not like a huge TV watcher because half the time I fall asleep, but I was big into Game of Thrones a couple of years ago. Somebody got me hooked on that. And then a friend of mine that lives out in Missouri was like, you got to check out Yellowstone. There's a bunch of cute cowboys. I'm like, oh, whatever. It's like probably National Geographic, whatever. And
I want to watch it.
What's that?
I want to watch it.
I said, oh my God, that's why I want to watch it. I
know. No, it's really good. Like anybody that I recommended it to either has watched it or gets addicted and they're like, oh, that like the next season comes out in June. So there's, you know, only I think four seasons you got to catch up on. Three. No, I think it's three seasons. So, but
so
no, I've been doing
binge
some.
Now.
Exactly. But no, I've just been, you know, running a lesson program for kids, which has really taken off with quarantine because it's one activity kids can do outside by themselves without being in huge groups. So that's really been.
Does the horse have to wear a mask?
Yes. To get, and use a lot of hand sanitizer.
To get him to fit over his snoot is a little tough. How many kids do you have?
Hoof sanitizer.
Horse sanitizer. We're probably at like 45 to 50 kids
right
now.
Whoa, so. You're kidding me.
Yeah, so it's been great.
Now, where is the school? Where do you do this?
Out in Voorheesville. So... like Slingerland's Voorheesville area.
And I never understood. Do you actually own a horse yourself?
Well, I own six.
You own six horses?
Yeah.
All those horses on Facebook are yours?
I always own horses, Richie.
No, I didn't know that you actually...
This is how much Richie paid attention. This is how much he paid attention to his coworkers.
I never knew you owned the horses. I thought you worked for somebody else. I never knew.
It's a little bit of both.
Oh. What are the horses' names?
I mean, what have you been...
You know, we...
Well, actually, so funny you mention that because you guys remember I have two little dogs, and they're named after country singers. Do you remember their names?
Yeah. Bentley?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
yeah, Bentley.
Bentley, and what was the other one?
We're Ed Paisley.
Oh.
Paisley. As in Brad. No, I don't remember.
Bentley and Paisley.
And then I actually have a horse named Emerson Drive.
Oh, nice!
Nice.
If you remember that country band from the past, right?
Of course.
Is he a horse from Canada?
No, but I did take her to Canada and got stuck at the border. It was great. It was great.
So, going back to your radio days, what's the first thing you remember, or the best thing you remember about doing that show? Or do you want to forget it?
No, I don't want to forget it. It seems like a lifetime ago. I mean, do you want me to get all sentimental about it?
Yeah, absolutely. You can cry. It would add to my podcast ratings.
You know me better than that. I don't really cry. I mean, it definitely was like a family. We definitely had a great run. And, you know, the one thing that I remember most about becoming friends and, you know, like an on-air family with you guys was probably early on, you know, my mom had just passed away when I took that job.
Right.
I was only 22 and I had to do her eulogy, and Sean didn't really know me that well. He certainly did not know my mom, and he helped me write it. And
wow.
You know, that's something that I'll forget. And I killed it, you know, like at the funeral, people were just like, that was such a great eulogy. And I'm like, oh, well, I didn't really write it by myself, but you know, it's not an easy thing to do, you know, when you're trying to put things on paper, and Sean's always been so good with words.
Exactly.
And, so, yeah.
That's
not,
great.
Not to get all teary up, but.
And he didn't charge you or anything like that.
See, I don't want to be sentimental either, you know, and I don't want to make Casey cry or anything, but my favorite memory of Casey is her mispronouncing things on the news.
I had that cut ready to play, and I said, nah, I don't want to do that. Now, this is the cut I have for Casey. Casey, this is your blast from the past. This is when you got a promotion, although it may be considered a demotion because you had to do extra work. Here you go.
In this new job of mine, you better treat me fine. Don't want to hear your curse and burp and whine and all the time. I'm the one you chose.
That's bad. That's real bad. How about when Sean and I sang Baby It's Cold Outside or whatever that was?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That one actually came out fairly well.
I can't sing high. For a girl, I can't sing high. Let alone sing at all, but...
I was going to say, you can leave the high right out of that.
You were a good sport about it.
Stop it. I can't sing.
So you think working...
I think Richie was the only one.
What's that?
Rich, you were the only one that could sing.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I picture, I sit there now and I picture, oh my God, I used to sing at 6 in the morning. I used to play the piano at 6 in the morning. I'm usually going to the bathroom for the fourth time at 6 in the morning now, you know? Oh my god!
How about when Richie walked in with like a socks? Didn't you used to have one pair of shoes? Well, no, and you had two pairs of shoes. One was black, one was brown.
Yes.
They were the same shoe.
I dressed in the dark. I remember that.
Well, it was very clear on a daily basis that you dressed in the dark.
Yes. It was always dressed down day.
Who would wear? He would always wear like a button-up shirt and like sweatpants. Okay, Richie.
I wore it this morning. Why do you think I do a podcast? Nobody can see me. So.
I know. I honestly wasn't sure. I was like, geez, am I supposed to? Is this going to be like a FaceTime, a Zoom? I wasn't sure what to expect. But
well, Andrea,
Make yourself pretty?
I don't think I look half bad. Better than most mornings back when, but you know, certainly not like I looked on the telephone or anything like that.
Andrea was a huge part in helping me plan this, and we went back and forth. Do we do it on Zoom? And I was picturing having everybody at the same time on Zoom. And oh, my God. I said, number one, it's probably going to crash. Number two, everybody be talking at the same time. I don't know. So I think this is working out. We don't know. I don't know until I play it back because Sean said it was all muffled when we did a test. So I'm praying that this is working. But.
Oh, were you surprised that you had all these people coming on to talk to you?
Yeah, I do though now want to, I wish that we could all like get together somewhere.
I know.
Before I die and do this like that. You know what I mean?
I wanted to.
I would love that.
Instead of for me, we'll do it for Richie. Because nobody would come for me, but they'll come for Richie.
No, they
don't. That's not true. No, that was the original plan. I was to have everybody on one screen and everybody talking. And I said, I don't know. Watch
no,
it.
I mean in a room.
Oh,
no,
like
I know.
A reunion.
I know that. A real reunion.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean where we actually get together? I don't remember doing that in a whole year. I haven't seen anybody.
Right, but imagine if we could do that when this is all over. We get all, like, you know, everybody together in one room. You know, we'll all drink and laugh and joke. And
I know.
You know what I mean?
Miss
it'd be fun.
Do you do a lot of Zooming?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be absolutely game for that.
Yep.
Because I don't know how everybody else feels about everybody else, but I loved everybody that was on the show. So.
I mean, it could lead to a really interesting reunion, that's for sure.
I know Andrea hates Casey, but other than that, I think.
Okay. No. Well. Is that true?
No, not at all.
Well, thank you, Casey. I mean to cut you off here, but I got two more people. I tried to keep it to 10 minutes, and I know, thinking about it, I'm going, how can I do this 10 minutes when we haven't talked in 2 years, 5 years?
I know, and to try and sum up everything working with Sean for 8 years.
I know.
One memory. I was racking my brain. I couldn't think. I'm like, geez, I don't even know what to say. It's just so many great memories.
I didn't even like him. Oh, hard. You should have. You know what you should have done? You should have called me to help you write something.
I know. I should have. Real quick before you go, who was the cartoon that we always said you reminded us of?
What is that?
Oh, what is that cartoon? Yeah.
Tim.
Look just like. Thornbear. Not
yeah,
Thornbear.
I can't remember for the.
Thornbear.
Thornberry.
Nigel Thornberry.
Nigel Thornberry. That's what it was. Look it up, everybody who's listening.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And on that note, we have to say goodbye to Casey because we got two more.
Bye, boy.
Bye, Casey.
Bye.
Thank you. She was another great addition.
Crazy.
Completely different personality.
Yeah,
it was interesting, all the different personalities we ended up, you know, working with.
Well, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Just finding, and that's, again, if I, like you, in the beginning, when you started this, you're like, well, you did this well. If I could say I did anything well, it's taking the people around me, trying to find that certain personality aspect of theirs that would play well to everybody else.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And but, emphasizing it, you know.
But there's an additional part of your job that people don't understand. And I'm understanding it even more and more just doing this podcast. And this isn't even live. I screwed up 94 times today. I could just edit it out. But when you're doing live radio, we did that, 4 hours a day. You were running the controls. You're playing the music. You're playing the commercials. And that's even with a computer. Years ago, everything was on a separate tape, right?
Right.
Plus, you're trying to think.
And you're still trying to and you're still trying to be engaged in the conversation.
Oh, my God.
Or the break.
I can't even imagine it. I don't know. No wonder such burnout.
That's why it's a team sport. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't really do it alone. I mean, you can, I guess, but it's never going to be the same.
No.
I like to do it with other people. And you know, you got to have the right people that can pick up when you're down.
Sure.
That was the other thing that was always good. It's like, you know, sometimes you go in and you're like, I don't really want to be nice right now. I don't,
right.
You know, some people can go to work. Like I said, you can go to a cubicle and you can be having a bad day and nobody cares.
Right.
It doesn't matter, but you can't do that on the radio. You have to pretend. And sometimes you need people like you guys to sort of, you know, pick you up and say, hey, got
and,
you.
And again, it was at the worst time of the day. Who's in a good mood at 5:30 in the morning? You're forced to be in a good mood.
Not me.
Yeah. Jeff Levesque.
Not me.
Jeff Levesque.
he's the only one.
He was the only
one.
I'm not
in a good mood anyway.
Always. Amazing. Well, we got somebody else to call here. We're down to the end here, Sean.
Hello.
I think I saved one of the best for last. They're all great. Who's on the line?
it's your former intern.
Sean.
Oh, my God.
I had to have him on. I love it. I love hearing your voice again.
Benji.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. I'm doing well. This was a treat.
Oh, it's a bigger treat for us.
I understand it. Benji, are you doing radio right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you doing it? What's going on with that?
Up in Queensbury.
Plug your show.
Yes. Okay, I work on 98.5 WCKM. I do a live request show every Saturday night from 6 to 11.
And what's the name of the show?
It's called Only Gold.
Oh, I thought it'd be like, you know, something with your name in it.
No. People hear my name enough.
It's Benji. If you want to hear a song, call me now.
And they do at great length.
I bet you they do.
Definitely will play a song for you.
And people don't understand.
It's nothing like. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's nothing like when I used to have to fill in and do "Crying, Loving, or Leaving." I mean, that was a different beast. That was depressing.
Yes.
But Benji, for people who don't know, and you know, again, if this is on my podcast, it's going to go all over the place. Benji is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest unpaid intern in radio. How long?
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, it got to the point where they, you know, now you can't have, if you're not getting a college credit, you can't be an intern anymore. You can't just volunteer to come in and work. And that's what happened with Benji. Like, he had finished his internship, and we're like, Benji, you don't need to come here anymore. I'm going to come anyway. I like it.
I mean, it wasn't even for a college internship. I met you guys at the Double M Western store. You were doing a remote with the old GNA bucks. People would spin the wheel and then they pay with the GNA bucks. We used to have the 1077 in the serial number. I was working live on location crew and I asked you guys if you needed an intern. This was November of 2000. You said yes, and I stayed for 4 years.
Wait a minute. It was November of 2000, 20 years ago? 21
yep,
years
20
ago?
20 years ago.
Oh, my
21
God.
21 years ago.
I agree.
When I came, yeah, and you guys had just put out, I think, I'm with Stupid or We're with Stupid, one of the CDs that had Putting Up Cones on it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's funny. I can't help but, like, I'm listening to Benji. And I know we talked to Scott earlier, but Scott was the one who picked up on the fact, and Scott was always good at picking up on people's voices and doing imitation.
Right.
And Benji has the Rain Man character cadence when he talks. He always talks and stops and talks. And so that's why, if anybody was wondering, I was doing that. Like, definitely.
It was the cross between Rain Man and Adam Sandler, if
yes.
I remember correctly.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. But,
you know, I was not eloquent like Rick Robinson.
And neither am I.
Nobody was eloquent like Rick Robinson. Rest in peace, Rick.
Now, I Googled your name, and I saw an interview that you did. I think maybe it was for the radio station, and I'm quoting Benji. Quote, all I ever wanted to do since I was 5 years old was work in radio. And I went, wow.
That's right.
That's amazing. So that's why you stayed 4 years. You didn't even care if you were not being paid, right?
Didn't even care. I just loved it. We were, and I have no hesitation in saying this, that was the best morning show, period, with all of us.
Well, you were part of it.
I don't disagree.
It was amazing.
It was good. And one of my favorite memories is Benji's birthday. It will always be one of my favorite.
Oh, I do remember that. That was incredibly cruel.
Sent me down to get my own birthday card and sit in Richie's production studio and sign it myself.
That was very cruel.
Yeah, we don't have time to sign this. Could you just write down what you think we'd write? It was hysterical. Like, people were calling up. They're like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Right until Benji saying happy birthday to himself, and then it got really sad.
It went just
a wee bit too far at that point. He's like, happy birthday.
It was awful. Is that on our CD, isn't it? Is that on one of our CDs?
Yes, I think it's on one of the CDs.
Yeah,
We did it like in sort of like real time with the CD. So like, it starts out, it's like the third cut. And then when he gets back from the store, it's like the sixth cut. And then when, you know, every time he made him do one more step, that goes through the whole CD like that.
Right. Now, there's one thing that didn't make the CD. I happen to have it here. This is Benji describing what he does for us, or what he did for us on the morning show.
Well, you think your job stinks.
1, 2, 3.
Well, I wish you could see mine. Working at GNA and not getting overtime. I'm an intern, and you know I should be glad.
Yeah.
I'm an intern, and it's really not that bad.
Wow.
Richie, I was not.
From the archives.
I think, who was it? Was it Casey that said Richie was the only one on the show that could sing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
Absolute. A great memory. I think, I cannot remember the artist right now, but him and Richie did a Hank Williams Sr. song. I think it's Luke the Drifter.
Really?
No. It was, I can tell you, it was Andy Griggs.
Yes. Yeah. I could settle down and be doing just fine. That, and it was brilliant.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing.
Really? And Richie's just on piano, and Andy's strumming the guitar, and it was just one of those moments that sticks in my mind.
Well, I'll tell you,
that was amazing.
Just the opportunity to play with those people, I'll never forget. Everybody from I don't want to bore people. But everybody from Phil Vassar to Kenny Rogers is if you would ask me, what's the thing that sticks out in my mind the most of playing with someone was Kenny Rogers. Remember that?
Folks, what a day. I remember the day John Gray came in and took hair off my leg.
Ah, memories.
We did some crazy things. Like, again, you know, looking back and listening to those old CDs and stuff, it was a great show. I almost feel bad about the crap that I'm putting out on the airwaves now.
You could get away with more back then.
You could get away with a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
We gave a listener a swirly.
Yes. In the jock bathroom, I remember. Yes.
And this girl still to this day will like hit me up on Facebook or something. She'll go, hey, it's Swirly Girl.
In preparation for this, I went to see if I had any old pictures. And I found a picture of me at Dunkin' Donuts. And Richie, if you have to edit this one out, it'll be fine. But it's me with a girl at Dunkin' Donuts, and she's on a dog leash because Toby Keith was coming. I think he put out on leash. And it's me patting the girl on the head, and she has a dog leash on her.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Now, how about this one? Not to one up you. I will never forget. We were in the Latham Circle Mall. I'm staring at Sean. He's staring back at me. We're doing the show, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, Sean looks at me and goes, what's the matter? You turned like all pale or something like that. Some guy walked in completely naked. Remember that?
Yes.
Yes.
My gosh. Yes.
Well, that was a contest. Was that a contest? It was a contest we were doing, right?
Yes, it was a contest. It was like one of those, like, what would you do for front row tickets or something?
Yes.
Oh, fun. We did a barbecue stand in my white T-shirt for Tim McGraw tickets one time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that was at Rafferty's or something.
My all-time favorite. It was at Maxie's.
Maxie's. And, yep. And what a great time that was. That's where I learned that barbecue sauce in the eye stings. I'm just
I think I had pictures of that.
It was my all-time favorite promotion that we did, because what we did, for those that don't know, is we had a couple sign up, and we told them that, just so you know, when it comes to this contest, you may not be with your significant other. So we had, like, I think 5 different couples sign up, and the girls had to wear just a white T-shirt,
Yep.
And the guys would have to smear the barbecue sauce on the T-shirt. But what we did was we put all the girls' names in a hat, and every guy had to come pull a name. So nobody was with their significant other, and they're rubbing barbecue sauce on the T-shirt. Oh, my God.
Which you couldn't do today.
That really sticks out. In that one sticks out. Me being shot with an arrow sticks out. That was fun. Wrestling with the trying to get the old people to wrestle with me that were mall walkers.
Oh, we put you through
that,
a lot.
That was fun. But I think a really good memory will always be when we did Pennies from Heaven. Yeah. Always. Just the amount of love.
Oh, yeah.
When we did that. And Sean would always tell the story every year about how it got going. And to this day, that moves me. If I, find it, or I think it's on one of the CDs and I listen to it, and it just brings me to tears. Wow. And what we did after 9/11, filling the tractor trailers up and all the money we raised and everything.
Never forget.
Just good moments.
It's amazing how many years you were associated with the station, when I really think about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think
Sean, if it wasn't for Sean, I would have never gone on the air. Sean convinced me to do my first overnight.
See that? See the influence?
Hey. And
I'm not as much of a jerk as you think I am.
Why do you think I had him on?
No, he called me up. he called me up. He goes, "This is what you want to do. Do it." So I called Buzz Brindle back, and I said, "Buzz, I'll do it." I had never been on the air before. We had to pull and rip and read from the AP, because this was after 9/11. The person that was doing the Crying Lover and Leaving, which was 7 to midnight, said, "Here, show me how to put 3 songs in at the bottom of the hour," and said, "Goodbye." And that's off it. To the races. And I still have the cassette tape from my first ever on air, and I've listened to it, and it's horrific. But it reminds me of where I came from. And another sound piece of advice Sean gave me was, the day you don't get butterflies and excited and nervous when you crack that mic, you need to walk away. And I get nervous and excited still when I do it, because I love it. It just moves me to think, even if it's one person listening, that they're listening to me. I'm making them happy. I'm playing something or saying something.
Wow.
Important.
You see that?
Andy, that's why I've been doing everything.
That is really everything. What you just said. And I keep thinking, the way the business is today, there would be no the Benjis of the future. There are no places for somebody to come up from, the beginning anymore, right? Isn't it sad?
There's no more overnights. There's no more weekends.
That's right.
I'm privileged to work for a very small company that we're still live on the weekend, and that I can fill in and do stuff, and I'm grateful that my children are older, let's fill everybody in. I have an almost 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Going to be going to college.
No kidding. I was just going to ask you about your kids.
She's going to be going to Russell Sage in the fall for physical therapy, to be a doctor of physical therapy.
Boy,
and my son's 13. And he's come a long way, because he was a 25-week preemie.
Yes.
So, and he was a twin, but his brother died. I don't need to bring this down, but we'll fill everybody in. But my son's going to be 14 in August, and it's a trip, and he's come a long way. So, yeah.
Yeah, I see him online.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely amazing that the universe allowed you to be a father.
Yes.
I bet you're the best.
It it amazes me to see your guys' kids now.
Oh.
Especially Richie, your grandpa, Sean, you know, your boys. I remember your boys being little. It it just blows me away that they're in college and out of, you know, it's how life comes around.
Funny, I haven't seen them since they were little, but I'm sure they're doing well.
Sean's now 63 years old. Time really flies. It's unbelievable.
actually, they were both here tonight, so that was kind of cool. I had both my older kids here.
I remember them coming into the station and like being on the air, and they're just these little guys.
Oh, of course.
They had no fear about being on the mic.
Oh, I remember. Andy used to sit in the newsroom. Yep. I can picture it right now.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
Because we were a family.
Yeah, we were. We definitely were.
And the fact that we all still kind of keep in touch, you know, with social media, it is amazing. And once all this COVID nonsense is done, I want to see everybody.
Man, same here.
Well, we've been saying that too. Listen, Benji, here's the deal. If we ever need a spokesperson for the old show, like somebody to do an interview with somebody about the old show, you are the guy.
You are the guy.
All the memories.
I'm telling you, you really do.
Thank you.
Are you one of these people that can remember everybody who was at Country Fest if I threw out a year? You know who can do that?
243 toothpicks.
Here's my favorite Country Fest memory.
I can't.
Just 243 toothpicks.
Keith Urban. Yeah, Keith Urban. Yeah, definitely. He was 01 or 02, and he was standing on – he was getting ready to go on stage, and Lisa and I are waiting. We're kind of behind him. And he turns and asks us for a substance. And I'll never forget that.
We'll cut
and
that out.
Went on stage. Yeah, cut that out. And just great. And I got to meet Billy Ray Cyrus, who was awesome. That was a Country Fest. That was a Country Fest that took my shirt off and threw it out to the crowd. And nobody wanted to see that, so they threw it back.
Have you ever heard Scott Blaine is
put
a good
it back
example.
On!
Scott Blaine is somebody who can rattle off every year in Country Fest. Have you ever talked to him? Oh, yeah, that was 1994. That was blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I cannot do that.
Jody Messina, I think, was the 2001. Uh-huh. She was the main headliner.
Yeah.
And I know we had Sylvester, I think, after for the O2. Because we were still doing, they were still doing them at the Harness Track.
Right.
And
good memories, Ben. Good memories.
Oh, God. The Country Fests were so much fun. Back in the day.
Excellent having you on here. You really
it's been excellent doing this. I love Sean's reaction at the beginning.
Yeah. Your voice is indistinguishable.
And what's funny is I don't live far away from Sean.
Where do you live?
I live in Mechanicville.
That's kind of far. Okay, I'm not going to your house.
I'm not going to drive. Oh, one more story. And we were doing it at Melosi's, and I thought Sean was going to send me to Gloversville to try to find his house, but he didn't. He ended up trying to send me to Glenn Sanders, because where a Christmas party was going to be, and I got lost in Schenectady.
That sounds like a movie, Lost in Schenectady. With Benji.
Lost in Schenectady. Oh, so much fun.
Benji, I got one more person to get on here, so thank you so much for being a part of this.
You're welcome, guys. We'll talk soon.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
That was great.
That's great. Definitely great.
Yeah, but you see how much radio means?
243 toothpicks.
You see how much radio means to him? I mean, you know, really, when you really talk to him. God bless him.
And I think that's great.
I know.
And I think it's great. And I think it's great that he's still doing it. And, you know, it's a tough business. There's no doubt about that.
I want to wrap this up because you've been. What's that? Sorry.
I think most of these people we've been talking to aren't even in radio anymore.
No, that's right. Right. At least he has an opportunity to do something even on a Saturday night, which nobody's doing.
Right.
And the fact that you're working still for a local, at least local radio does exist, but boy, it's a rarity right now. It's great. Your company.
Exactly. Scott's doing well. Scott's doing great.
Yeah, he's doing great.
I take credit for that.
Yep. I got one more person, and then I'm going to let you go back to football, which is now over. But you can watch it because you probably have it on demand.
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Oh, hi. What's going on?
Sean, do you recognize the voice?
No.
It's a tricky one.
Can you talk more?
Keep talking. We may or may not have spoken earlier.
What room are you calling from?
Lisa again?
Oh, listen, I'm watching this divisional game, and it is probably the best playoff game I've ever seen.
Thanks a lot.
Andrew, don't do that to me.
I know. This went on about an hour and a half too long.
But it's been great and fun and you know, hearing all the old voices. But, yeah, I'm like, what's the score?
Well,
I'll tell you the score. It's 20-13, New Orleans.
Ugh. Come on.
You know what? I'm in the living room, but I have to go upstairs because I can hear him. He's delayed on the phone.
All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you long because I know you guys want to go back to your football game. I just wanted to ask her.
Yeah, I don't get to talk to her much, though.
Go ahead.
Okay. You can hear?
I don't get to talk to her much, so, you know, this is fun.
So now, if you add it all up, how many years now have you two been actually on the air together? Because it's, again, a big blur to me. When you count the first time you were on the air, then you left, you did the internet radio thing, then you came back.
Richie, I can't even tell you how long we've been married.
I was going to say, this is going to be a hard question for Sean.
I did your wedding. I know how long you've been married.
I think it's 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, it's 2 years in April.
2 years in April, yep.
Because there was an Andy Slattery, wrote me on Facebook. He said, please ask them, what is it like working together, you know, being married and working together? And that was my question, too. How are you guys handling that? Seems like you're doing great.
Good.
Uh-oh.
That's good.
There's a big pause there.
Well, I didn't know who you wanted to answer first.
Well, go ahead, Sean.
You answer first. This is your show.
Well, I mean, I've said this a lot. I think it's wonderful because I actually like my wife. So we're together. People call us, we have friends that nicknamed us Cardinals because Cardinals are never separated. They're always, wherever the male is, the female's there. And so we're always like that. We're always together. The only thing, and I mentioned this like on the air on our show the other day, the only thing I miss is being able to go to work and talking to my partner about my wife and saying,
yeah,
oh, she drove me crazy last night. Okay. Oh, she, you know, this, that, whatever, right? I can't do that because it's her. And then I also miss being able to go home to my wife and saying, oh, work is, you know, my partner at work's driving me crazy or this, because it's her. That's the only thing
absolutely
I miss.
We have the same gripes, yes.
But there has to be a time in the 2 years that you guys had a knocked out, drag out kind of fight, and then you had to go in and do the show. How do you handle that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we had knocked down, drag out fights during the show.
During the show. Well,
yeah,
I thought that would make it better, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you do that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, you're like, you know, blah, 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 and then you go, 100.9 the cat. Good morning. It's 6:05.
Oh, that one.
Now let's do this.
No, I mean on the air.
Yeah,
we disagree on the air sometimes, but we don't usually bring our hardcore fights to the air.
No,
if
because
you remember Richie early on.
Yes,
I was just early on say. With us, you yeah. and I would bicker. We would bicker on the air like a married couple.
Yes,
and people would call up or they'd write in and they'd go, "I don't want to hear that." And so we had to learn that. You know, no matter what's going on in your life or the world, when you're on the air, you have to try to like each other.
That's right. No, I do remember. It was tough in the beginning. It really was.
Yeah.
But Andrea, how do you?
But it also.
Go ahead.
And we'll go off air, and then I'll go right back into the fight. So why would you do that, Sean? And we'll go. So we go right back into it.
That's a talent.
It's amazing.
What is your best memory, Andrea? First of our show, when we did our show, and then...
Oh, my gosh.
Because
you
used to listen all the time. And you were part of the show with the coupon lady. You were part of the show, too. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, but even... I have to tell you, my favorite memory is before I even knew you guys. And it's one of those you remember... I remember exactly where I was driving down Route 2 from Latham to Waterville going to work. And it was the time when Dory called in and said, Richie, do you know where those papers went that were on the stairs?
The brown thing?
And I literally laughed. I was laughing so hard I was crying on the way to work. It was just the funniest moment for me ever.
You always mention that. I'm going to play
gone.
That. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Because it's gone.
It's gone. And her voice was on the speakers in the studio, too. And I'm like, oh my God.
And I'm listening to it going, Richie, just tell her you did it. Like, we all know you did it. Just tell her it was you.
No, but didn't it wind up that he didn't do it?
Yes. Yes.
I think it wound up that she's like, oh no, I had it the whole time
yes.
or something.
Which is. Yeah, but she didn't tell him that
no.
till like later.
I know that's on our CD.
Right?
I have to find it now. I may
yeah.
end
oh my
podcast
gosh.
With that.
So funny.
That's a good memory.
And how about a memory of?
But also,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you.
No, my favorite serious memory of you guys was 9/11.
Yeah.
Because see? I, like so many others, I was sitting there on the way to work. When it all happened, and it was all I had was you guys to tell me what was going on, and you could hear the fear and the sadness and all the emotions in your voices, and it was just again another memory of I know exactly where I was the minute you told me what happened.
And tell me if I'm wrong, Sean, because I mentioned this just the other day with the Capitol riots. That's the only other time since 9/11. That I saw an event on TV and I just felt physically out of control. Like, whoa, what's happening? Right? When you saw that?
Well, yeah. I actually, to be honest with you, I was sleeping during that.
Hmm.
I took a nap. But before, when we were driving home, when we were driving home, I heard Trump speaking. Like, I heard his speech.
Yeah.
And we were driving home and I looked at Andrea and I went, this isn't good. Like what he's doing right now, this isn't good. It felt like I kind of felt like I knew what was going to happen.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And then I went to sleep thinking, well, you know, I always look for the best. I always think the best. So right. I went to sleep thinking, oh, he gave a speech, it'll be done. And then I woke up and Andrew's like, you're not going to believe what's happening.
Yeah, because I very rarely watch TV during the day. For some reason, we had it on, and I did watch it live. I was like, but oh my God. It got worse and worse and worse. And it really harkened me back to when you and I were on the air, and we were watching that little TV in the studio, and we were watching 9/11.
Yeah.
It was the same.
But
kind
I got to
be
honest with you. I was thinking earlier about just that, those two events.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but the difference between the two is with 9/11, it brought the country together.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we had a common enemy. And that's the thing with this country. There are definitely separations and there are sides and there are, you know, and it seemed like the terrorists like brought us, not seemed like, they did, brought us together as Americans.
Yeah,
and
good point.
We were like, you know, and now... It's almost, it seems to me, because, you know, you don't hear a lot about, you know, there's not a lot of terrorism that's going on in the last however many years here. And there's no big threat to the country outside of the country. It's almost like the rest of the world went. The rest of the world said to themselves, hey, we've been doing this wrong. Let's leave them alone. And they'll just attack each other.
Yeah.
And it's working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're blowing ourselves up from the inside, and it's awful. It's just absolutely awful.
Yeah. Didn't want to go down this road, but I agree. It is.
Yeah. I hope for some healing soon.
Oh, please. It's got to be tough doing radio right now. It was tough for you guys, right?
It is, because there's so many things. You know, we talked about this whole 17 hours we've been doing your podcast. We've talked about how back on the old show, we did things and said things that we could never say today.
I know.
But now it's not even just that. That's part of it. But now, Andrew and I, we purposely don't talk about so much on the air. And it's kind of almost bad in a way, because it's really what everybody is talking about and what they want to talk about, but they don't want to hear anybody else talk about it. They just want to hear themselves talk about it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You need an escape.
And it's,
you do.
Yeah. you do need an escape from it all. And that's what we try to do, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember several years ago, I was told by somebody from our old employment that we don't want you to talk about politics. And I was like, really? We're in Albany and you can't talk about politics? And they said, no, because you're going to isolate 50% of your audience, you know, or alienate 50% of your audience by doing that. And I don't know. I kind of took, you know, I wasn't sure about that. And it really bothered me. And now, oh my God, are they right? You didn't want to talk about it.
Back then, I don't know that that was necessarily true, but now for sure.
Oh,
but
my God.
The thing of it is people lost their sense of humor.
Right.
You used to perform. I remember before radio, even you used to be, and Andrea should know this actually, but she doesn't, but you know, you'd be down at the bar down by the state capitol or whatever, and you would do political parody songs to the politicians.
Yeah. I have all the
tapes.
They're
sitting there having drinks. Yeah. And they loved it. Everybody had a sense of humor back then.
Right. You cannot do that. I listen to those tapes now and I go, oh my God, you couldn't do that one. Couldn't do that. I did one called the Can't Drink, Can't Drive, Keep Your Car at 55, Buckle Up Your Seatbelt Blues. It was right during the seatbelt legislation and sang it right to them.
Right.
I know.
And Andrew used to work for the governor back then.
Yeah, right.
Probably went to that bar and watched you.
Yeah. Jeez. Unreal.
Probably did. But again, I was at a bar, so I don't remember.
but I want to thank Andrea for being the executive producer of this this mess, this train wreck.
Oh, gosh, it was so fun.
I think it worked. I'm not sure. I'm going to edit out the parts that don't.
I think you're going to have to edit a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Because I kind of tried to stay away because I want to listen to this. You know, I love to be a listener, and that's why it's so, you know, now that I'm actually in it, I'm like, I don't listen to radio anymore. But
right.
I loved being a listener for you guys. And I kind of stayed inside so that I did not hear what was going on because I want to hear this myself. Because I know how much work you put into it, Richie, getting everybody lined up and making sure this worked and that worked. And so I hope you enjoyed it, Sean. I hope you had a good time.
I did. It was quite a trip down memory lane.
Yeah. It was great to have everybody on. Yeah.
Bad memories, but that's okay.
Well, I was
thinking earlier to Richie.
I was thinking of making this.
I said to Andrea earlier to Richie, I go, if you're going to do this is your life, you shouldn't be sobbing at the end because your life sucks so much.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think I'm going to make this two episodes.
Hey, listen, I'm going to cut this in half. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh no, you've pulled it together. You've made it all worthwhile now.
Right, of course.
Well, I want to thank Andrea for your help. I also want to mention some people that I wanted to have on, like Jamie Frere. No idea where she is now.
Oh my gosh.
Remember Jamie?
Jamie's around somewhere. Yeah, I think she used to be Facebook friend.
Yeah.
She's around somewhere.
Rick Robinson, unfortunately, no longer with us. Great.
If you could have got Rick Robinson, I would have been very impressed.
Yeah, I have his phone number. Alex Odino. Remember Alex? I don't know if you remember him, but he was an intern for a while, and I ended up doing his wedding within the past couple of years. Really nice guy. He always remembered the show and always told me about that. And then there was your nephew. Your nephew, I was thinking, I couldn't remember his name.
Tommy. Yeah.
He was doing it for a short time, too. Did I forget anybody? Buzz Brindle?
You forgot Buzz and Courtney.
And Courtney Haydock. That was the other one. And I looked for her name. There's a lot of Haydocks out there, but I couldn't find her. And she may not be a Haydock. She's not a Haydock.
No, she's married and somebody else's name now.
Exactly. That's how that works. All right. Well, as long as this recorded. Oh, I forgot to hit the record button.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding.
That would have been...
Now, did anybody ask... And again, I didn't listen. So did anybody in this whole 17 hours that you guys have been talking, did anybody get to ask you two what your favorite memory is?
What's yours, Richie? Not really. Wow. I know my favorite memory...
I mean, you guys are I know that you know, I mean, I know you know this, but you two are radio in the capital region. I mean, you two are our favorite people ever. You must have a favorite memory together.
No, thank you.
We're one of a bunch, I think. Like, honestly. And if if I could say honestly that I am in the realm, somewhere even close to the realm of, say, Mason and Sheehan, or who else, Richie? John Weeks, you know, those were the people that we were like, wow, these guys are amazing. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, if you want to say we're in there, that's great. But I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just honestly way too humble, and I learned that from Richie.
You are. You both are way too humble. So believe me when I say that, and tell me what your favorite memory is.
My favorite memories for the whole time, I mean, all of it together is a great memory, and having all of these people calling up, just being friends with these people means a lot to me, probably more than the radio effort, the radio aspect of it ever did. But my favorite memories, I swear to you, are all Richie, and they're all off the air. It was Richie wearing mismatched shoes at St. Jude's.
Oh my god.
It was Richie falling out of the van when we were down in Nashville.
Oh my god.
Remember that?
I hurt my hand and then you so
went,
bad.
And then you went to the bathroom in the hotel to clean your hand up. And who was it? Was it like Brett Eldridge that was in there?
No, not Brett Eldridge.
No, was it Chase Rice, maybe?
No.
It was a country star. Yes. They're like, hey, you all right?
He was in the next sink. He's looking at me. I'm bleeding all over the place. He goes, hey, man, you okay? Oh, man. No, I'll never forget that. Our trips.
But things like that always made me laugh. And the first time we took a trip together, we had to be in the same room. And it was only one time. And we were like, we're never doing that again. Ever.
I can't believe you went on that trip, Sean. I can't believe you agreed to that.
Well, it was whatever reason we did it. And I'm like, Richie is the slowest human being on the planet.
Impossible. He's like, impossible. He's like, you
he's
are.
Like, he's like, I'm going to go brush my teeth. And it's like 30 minutes later, I'm like, Richie, come on, we got to go.
I have to floss.
All right, Richie, what's your favorite?
Oh, so many memories. I remember when we were down in Nashville. And we were eating in the restaurant, and Sean was in the bar area, and he's going, Richie, come here. I want you to meet, somebody wants to say hello to you. I'm like, who the hell would want to say hello to me here? And I remember is Martina McBride was standing there.
No.
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, another one. I tell this story all the time. We went to Nashville. We get off the plane. We put our stuff in the room, and Sean goes, let's go downtown. And I'm like, already? Oh, all right. We go downtown, we go to the first bar, we're sitting there. If I've told this story once, it's been 50 times. We're sitting there, 2 minutes later, Sean gets me a beer. We're sitting at the bar, all of a sudden the guy, the lead singer goes, Sean and Richie. And I go, Sean, did you just hear that? I go, what the hell? And it was John Carl from Albany, who was in a band there. We hadn't been in Nashville more than an hour, right? And Sean goes, get up there and play. I'm like, Sean, I just got into town. That would be the highlight of my whole week if I did it at the end of the week. This is the first hour I'm here and I'm playing at Legends. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, you were right on the corner of Broadway Legends, and you were playing piano. That's amazing.
That I'll never forget that.
If you knew how many
Sylvester's piano.
Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't do this. I texted him 2 nights ago. And the reason I did that was he has a show now called Songs from the Cellar. Do you know that? He does a show. He did a TV show, but we can't get it up here. And he has all these stars. I mean, he had Mike Tyson and a lot of music, country music stars. And they jam together, almost like John Hall's house.
Yeah.
Daryl Hall's house.
Daryl Hall.
Same type of thing. He does the same thing down there, but we can't get it. It was driving me nuts. And then I find out now he's doing a podcast. He's taking just the audio from those shows, and it's on a podcast now. So I texted him. I said, oh, my God, that's so great. I said, don't text me back. I just want to tell you I'm so glad I can finally listen to you. And he wrote back, hey, buddy, how you guys doing up there? And He's a super guy, I'll tell you.
That's awesome.
That's the only person
I've
ever
seen. Yeah, there's always been some really... No, there's been some great guys, you know, and gals that I've met that are country artists that just, they get it. You know what I mean? They just, they're normal human beings that are just friends.
Do you still talk to Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Clay Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Azar.
Steve Azar? Nice.
Yeah, those are all great people.
Yeah, they're great. I'll never forget Clay Walker.
We still talk. I mean, he just had his seventh child. He just had a little boy.
Wasn't it Clay Walker that picked on me unmercifully when he was on the air with us?
Unmercifully.
Remember that?
He was so mean to you, a fun way.
Oh, my God. He said, that's the worst playing I ever heard and all that stuff. Yeah, but he was funny. Yeah. He was nice.
But that's the thing. He's just a regular old guy. That's,
yeah.
That's what I like about that.
That, I have to say, is as far as, you know, the mechanics of coming to work and working in a country station, was playing with all those stars was just incredible for me. Because, you know, music was just, and playing the piano is something I always loved to do. And to get that chance was just, oh, my God.
Well, for me, I don't think that was the great thing for me. I know you have a different reaction to things, and you got to play music with people that blew your mind. And
right.
And I loved watching that the entire time. I've always loved your reaction when, I remember when Carolyn Dawn Johnson called on the phone.
Yeah.
And I think that's on one of the CDs. And you started playing, and she's like, oh my gosh, who's that? That's amazing. And you're like, I'm like, that's Richie. He's just going to play along with you. And she sang over the phone the most beautiful vocal I've ever heard over a phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was it?
Complicated.
Remember that song?
Complicated. Yeah.
Yep. And, but no, my, this whole evening has made me realize that really, and this is just who I am, is it's about the people.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the artists or the, you know, I mean, we've had some great experiences and a lot of good memories, but the people along the way are the, when I do that, when I sit in a rocking chair on a porch one day, that's what I'm going to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you had, my favorite partner last, works out perfectly, because what I'm getting to do right now is just the greatest thing for me. Being with Andrea every morning and doing a show is amazing. So if you were the start and she's the end, that's bookends to a life well lived.
And the fact, I was always concerned, I know you may not believe this, but I was always really concerned for the two of you with what's going on. And the fact that you're back on the air is just an amazing relief for me. And I mean that sincerely, because I always want you to, you know, you were born to be on the air. And I've said that at the very beginning of this podcast. And for both of you to be together and to do it is, and, you know, you survived at a time when so many people are not surviving. I'm relieved.
My greatest wish would be if you would decide, you know what, I'm bored and I don't need to make any money, just like Benji, and I will come in and do the show with you guys every day because it's just fun. That would be the greatest thing ever.
Oh, that's nice of you.
No, I mean, no, I'm being dead serious. Like, that would be amazing.
Andrew, would you give me a vaccine?
Yes, I will get you the vaccine somehow.
COVID aside,
well, listen, I think you guys should end the podcast as you guys. So I'm going to get off, but you know, I just want to say, in doing this, and I have done it for 2 years, and it's hard.
I know.
And for you guys to be doing this for as long as you have, in the mornings, on no sleep, and you're both amazing. I mean, I get to watch Sean do this every day, and he's amazing. He's so good at what he does.
I know.
And you, Richie, amazing, amazing too. And for the two of you to have done it together, you were my first real morning show, and you stuck with me for so long. You were great. You were just great, and I loved every minute of it. Thank you both for everything you've done. You're both amazing people.
Well,
so go enjoy the rest of this together. And thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Well,
and I love you both.
Thank you. I love you too. And thank you so much for helping me put this together, because I was texting her on a daily basis, Sean. You probably thought I was having an affair.
Okay.
I was not having an affair with her.
you can if you want. That's fine.
He's not the jealous type.
Her last name was Phillips.
All right.
So it would make sense.
Bye, love you both.
Okay, Andrew. I'm going to let you wrap this up because I've held you for way too long, but it was a thrill to have you on. I've been thinking about doing this. I know I hinted around for a while to have you on, and I hope it worked out.
Yeah, you've had like 17,000 people on before.
I know.
So
it was a little too much to try to organize.
You know, whatever. And then you said, hey, come on and do this podcast with me. And then you just had everybody else. And that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant on the show. I had so many people. Well, thank you, buddy.
I'm just it's been fun.
It's been
thank
great.
Thank you. I know the amount of work that you put into this, and I know that you're not really great with the telephone. So thank you for the
picture. Well, I'm just glad being in my basement that we had reception at all. I was worried about that.
You want to know my favorite memory of this entire podcast?
What was that?
Before I say goodnight to you. You want my favorite memory, all the things that have been said and all the people you've had on, you know what my favorite memory of this podcast is?
What's that?
And you said I was your best friend.
And you are, and I miss you. And I we don't connect, and I know you're working, and I go, I'll text him, but I know he's working. I don't want to bother him, and I can't go. We can't get together. We never play golf. It's
Richie, you are and will always be the person that I want to be. You are an inspiration. You are above and beyond anything in radio, anything with a keyboard, anything with a song. You are the nicest, best human being I've ever known. And I love you for that.
I love you too. And thank you so much. You have a low bar if you're using me as an example for anything. It's a very low bar you're picking.
I set the bar so low, I trip over it every day.
You got to pick another bar. But thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to seeing how you edit this.
Me too.
This has been awful.
I got to end this how I started. Sean and Richie! There you go. I miss those ladies.
Thank you, brother.
All right, buddy.
Take care. Buddy.
Check out the website at hireRichie.com. He is on Facebook at Ricky Phillips and Twitter at Ryman Richie. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe and leave a comment. He reads them in bed. It makes him very happy. Top talent!